chopped it all up into little fragments about this big, bone and fat and meat and all, and scooped it into my bag, and it just happened so fast. I didn't even, it was just like ribeye, but there I was with a bag of cow meat all in little fragments. And so I paid them. They were my friends. They gave me a very good deal on it. And then all of a sudden I realized that I'm going to have to take this bag of cow meat, and I'm going to have to go all the way back across the river, and I have to go right through the my village, and it's cow meat. And these are Hindus. A lot of them are Hindus, and especially right around my house. So I was like, what am I going to do? I don't want to just show them I had this big bloody bag of cow meat. And so I got to thinking, and I put another bag on it, and I bought some shrimp and put those in the top. Shrimp are very inexpensive. And I put it on my shoulder, on my head, and I was carrying it back because I thought that would be a little less accessible to the people. But I don't know if I can describe to you the amount of people. You know, when I'm walking through my bazaar by our house there, there's a little child hanging onto each one of my fingers. That's how many, and we have it divvied out to one finger per child, and it's so many people, and you meet, and you hug, and you talk, and it's just people, just at a volume I can hardly describe to you. So I barely left the cow stand when one of my good Muslim friends sees me and says, "Oh, hey, Aaron, how are you?" And walks up to me, and he said, "You know, how have you been doing? What did you come across the river for?" I said, "Oh, I came across to buy some stuff." And he said, "Well, what's in your bag?" And he's a Muslim. I could have told him it was cow meat, but you know, news would travel. And so I just told him, you know what? It's just stuff. It's just jinnish is the Bengali word. It's just stuff. He said, yeah, Aaron. I know it's stuff. But what kind of stuff is it? And he reaches his finger up and pokes the bag. He's like, can I look? And I was like, no, just leave it on my shoulder. It's already up there, and just leave it there. And he's like, what is it? Is it meat? I bet it's meat. I bet it's pig meat. Because he's a Muslim, right? That's the bad kind of meat for a Muslim. And I was like, listen, man, it is just your basic stuff. He's like, it's pig meat, isn't it? It's pig meat. It's pig meat. I know it was. So he goes down the street, and we walk down the street, and he's telling all his friends, you know, he's got a bag of pig meat. Isn't that funny? And he's trying to sneak it past me, but I caught him, you know. And we get to the little Nosiman that was going to take the little cart thing that was going to take us down to the river. And sitting there on the seat of the Nosiman, or on the little deck there, was one of my Hindu friends. Gigantic, immense Hindu, but a good friend of mine. And he says to me, hey, Aaron, how are you? You know, what's life, how have you been doing? And what's in your bag? And I said, it's just your basic stuff, you know. And the Muslim, my buddy that was walking beside me, is like, it's pig meat. And the Hindu looks at me, he's like, is it pig meat? And I say, you know what? It's just stuff. Let's just leave it at stuff. And the Hindu's like, you know what? I bet it's cow meat. I was just like, oh, dear Lord, save me. Anyway, so there, the Hindus were saying it was pig meat, and the Muslims, and it was all good fun. It was a good time. And I probably should have just told them, I don't know. But anyway, we went down to the boat and crossed the river, and now we're getting into really strong Hindu territory. Oh, and by the way, on the boat, they had a long discussion and finally decided that it might be goat meat, and they were going to let me off with goat meat because that's okay with everybody. Anyway, so we get to the get across the river, and now I'm really nervous because there's a difference in Hindus. There's the really strict Hindus, and then there's the not so strict Hindus. And my village is full of the really strict Hindus. And to carry a bag of bloody cow meat right through their village is kind of a big deal. And I was just, why did I buy this? How did I get myself into this? But there's a little side path that I can take down along the river. And wiggle down and wiggle in the back way through the trees. And I take the path, right? There's no way I'm going through the village. So I'm there working my way along the path, and I'm meeting people, and I'm saying hi really fast and keep on walking. And then all of a sudden I see up ahead of me, I see one of my Hindu friends who's actually a pretty strict Hindu, more of a Brahmin type Hindu. And he's walking up the path toward me, and he's a good friend. And so I'm going to have to tell him what's in my bag, and I don't want to. And so I start looking, what am I going to do? You know, there's a path. And I see beside me down through the ditch, I see a little hole in the fence. And I'm, you know, I could get through that hole. It was a barbed wire fence. And I could go through that hole, and I could go on in, and I could get into the place where we were staying, the back way like that. So I shoot off the road, and I'm wiggling down through that fence. And he sees me. He's like, Aaron, what are you doing? He said, the gate's right up here. I said, you know, it's probably locked. That gate is always locked. And I figure I'll just take this little shortcut. He's like, no, Aaron, it's not locked. It's open. I'm right beside.